You're listening to Opulent Network Radio on WOPN 1011, Atlanta, Georgia. Each one, teach one, love one. Helping others help themselves.
Well, welcome, welcome, welcome to Opulent Network Radio, right here on Blog Talk Radio. We are in the house, and I hope everybody can hear me. I hope everyone can hear me tonight. We have a great show for you tonight, and it is called Preparation, Promptness, and Peace on Wisdom Wednesday with the one and only Miss Lane. We are so happy that you're here tonight, February 28th. Last day of the month. I got the first day of the month. I got the last day of the month. So, you know, what's up with that? I always get the first week in February, and I always get the last week in February. Or either or, whatever month there is, I always get that first week, which is exciting to me because I get the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. How about that? Welcome to the show. I'm glad everyone's on. And if you're on this call, you're determined to excel and change the mission of helping the children in the community, because this is what we need. The community is so torn and tattered, and it's so crazy that we don't understand that making a commitment to change your mindset and your lifestyle is very important, and that's where we have to start with the children, because the children are our future. You realize as we get older, us adults, our children will be running the country, and the way they're running right now, oh, my God, that is probably why some of the elder people are still in office. Did anybody notice that? That's why they're still here. They're still in the office. You know, that's why the elderly people are still working when they need to be at home, is because the young people do not have it together. Parents that are raising their children now, they freestyling. It's, oh, whatever. Oh, you can have this, or whatever, whatever. Listen, didn't get into that yet. I'm going to get into that shortly. Preparation, promptness, and peace on Wisdom's Wednesday. Listen, make the commitment. We, Opulent Network, we prove to excel in all areas. We are powerful reserve, opulent voices everywhere. We are across the nation from the West Coast to the East Coast to the North, South, California. You name it, we're there. And we need your support. We need you to help participate. All you got to do is text me and say, hey, Lane, what you need me to do this week? Where do I need to go? Where can I sign up? Some of you have to get a background check in order to work with the kids on a hands-on basis. Some of you don't. But guess what? It's about putting forth that effort to do that move. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. So with saying that, we want to continue our research and our things to do. And the only way we do that is keep on investing in ourselves. I want to give you some crisis hotlines, domestic violence, 1-800-799-7233. That's domestic violence, 800-799-7233. Teen date abuse. That is becoming to be a hot thing right now, and it's been on the news a couple of times. Let's go ahead and give you that number, 800-331-9474. Again, that number is 800-334-9474. The rape hotline. That's throughout the nation. I mean, you know, you got it on television shows, movie sets, everything. 1-800-656-4673. Again, 1-800-656-4673. We're going to talk about that in
in next month, which is tomorrow in March, we're going to talk about that, domestic violence, because, of course, they only talk about things once a month. I talk about things every month. 1-800-656-4673. And suicide prevention. Last week we heard about a 12-year-old boy that took his life by hanging himself. Yes, he had no one to talk to. Suicide prevention, 1-800-274-5555, or you can always text my line, 470-798-0941, for any assistance, any help. If we can help, we're there. If it's in our power, we are there. So let's end all abuse in all forms, and let's help save one life one day at a time. Because, you know, when you get in a tight place and everything goes against you, guess what? Till it seems you cannot go any further. And I've got a lot on the line that can testify to that. Hang on that 1 minute longer. Because never give up, before you never know it's that place and that time that the tide will turn. I'll tell you, you never know how close you get until it's right there. You know, I was doing a decor earlier, and I got down to the last balloons. I was like, oh, my gosh, I don't have any more balloons. And I was like, oh, my goodness, I can't finish this piece. And there it was, and I kept stressing it. I said, no, 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 no. And there it was. There was that one balloon that I needed. So never despair, you know. When your past tries to dominate your thoughts, let your dreams ignite your days. Change your mindset, and let your mindset change your soul, because your mindset is important. And it's hard, it's very hard to say that we don't know, if we don't understand. We're looking for miracles. We're looking for blessings. We talked about this last week. We talked about this on Motivational Monday. We talked about, it was called Black Money, but it was really just about money, because, of course, we know money is green. Money is only green, and it doesn't matter whose hands it's in. It's always going to be green. Though we talked about how people walk around looking like they have $1 million and they are broke as a joke. And they trick a lot of you people, especially young women and men as well. They trickery. Oh, my goodness, they got trickery in their side pocket. So I always say focus on looking back to learn from your past and look forward to live. Remember what mistakes you made in the past are often the lessons for learning to be better in the future. And never, never, never preset your living right now in the present. Don't prejudge it. Prejudge it for your mindset, because it's also a lesson for our life to live and an opportunity to love in society right now. You know, a lot of us can't find love because we're looking. We don't need to look, because when God's ready for you to have that, because it ain't ready for you. That's not that person. He's not for you. You know, everyone is meant for someone. It doesn't matter for how long, but we're talking about a soulmate. A soulmate means a soul. That means a part of your soul. And I'm just going on and on and on and on, and I don't want to go on too much, because we're only going to do 45 minutes a day, I promise. Preparation, promptness, and peace. I'm always prepared. I'm always prompt, and I'm always at peace. Can everyone say that for themselves? You're going to discover somewhat of the ugly truth about your mindset, how the positive overrules the negative. And you need to know only one thing that resolves that, and that's prayer and meditation and faith. That's a formula, prayer, faith, meditation. You got to pray, you got to have faith, and you got to meditate on your faith and your prayer. Excuse me. Because it works. Not only does it work, it creates an outlet, a foundation that I've been talking about for so long. A foundation, a long-term relationship with your creator, whomever you might say that created you. It doesn't matter. That person, it creates a bond with them, because you're praying and you're meditating and you have faith in whatever or whomever you want to call. Worked. So when it comes to the love that we have, love makes you virtually limitless, always. It engages, it builds, it does it. Love is so incredible. Love is a word that if we put it in the dominoes and did effect, and I always say this, I know she's always going to say the same thing. If we had a dominoes and we hit it, put love in the dominoes and hit it out to the world, guess what? There would be no hatred. There would be no crime. There would be nothing that would make the negative come out in people. You want to increase your authority and your self-preservation to be with your loved ones. So you have to sometimes bite the tongue of some things that they say. Sometimes you have to shy away for the things that they do. Sometimes you have to get that knowledge to know that these things exist and they're going to continue to exist because they extend all the way back from the first two children of the Bible, and that's Cain and Abel. Cain rose up and was so angry. What did Abel do? Nothing. He didn't do anything. He didn't do anything but do God's will. He was a humble lad. He did it farming. Cain did hunting. He slayed his brother. Come on. Feed your faith and your fears will be hungry if you start to fall, saturate your mouth and your mind with wisdom. That's why we're here on Wisdom's Wednesday with me, Miss Lane, preparations, promptness, and peace right now, because your brain and your soul are two different entities. And once you know that, you will progress a long, long way. So make a commitment. Change your lifestyle. Change all your negatives into your positives. Change your mindset. Change all your actions into positive actions. Change all your positive actions into greater actions. So then your ability to be around your loved ones, your friends, your new acquaintances, that will be at the highest peak of serenity. You will be at peace. And we're going to talk about peace in one moment. And I love all of you for listening, because there is no us without you. No one. We have to keep knowing that and have to keep showing that. And it's just hard when people don't follow. Again, let me just say this. If you need to get in touch with me about anything and you want to participate in anything or just want to text me, 470-798-0941. Text me and say, hey, what you got going on this week? Where are you going? Can I help you? All you got to do is text me. I'm just a number away. We got to stop all this nonsense that's going on, these scares about these schools. The kids are scared to go to school because people are making false threats. We got to reach out and touch the children. If we need to start a conversation counseling group for children after school for maybe 30 minutes, it doesn't take but 15 to 30 minutes to talk to children, and you talk to them on a constant basis so that they know someone cares. Someone is there for them. It's ridiculous. We got a 12-year-old doing things that he shouldn't have any idea of doing. Where did they do that at? What happened? Right here in Georgia. Right here. My sister, Stephanie, she advised us on it, and I was just horrified, and I'm still not talking about it. People, you got to be aware. Make awareness. Empowering the Women Crusade is coming up, featuring me, of course, Miss Lane. I will be there. I'll be your keynote speaker. I will give you more information on that. It will be in Atlanta. It will be in May sometime. We're going to get that ball rolling. We're going to speak. We're going to have vendors, and we're going to raise some awareness. Because we got to empower the women, and the women have to put their foot down on their children, because the children are the future. And I don't know how much I got to keep saying that over and over and over and over. But I'm going to go ahead and let Sister Stephanie, if you're still online, go ahead and pray us in. And I appreciate all of you calling online. If that's Sister KB online, I would like for her to pray us out. If she's still online, I'll just throw it out there if that's her. If that's not her, it's okay. I'm going to find somebody to pray us out. Stephanie, if you're on the line, go ahead and pray us in, please.
Yes, ma'am, I am here.
Wonderful, dear wonderful.
Heavenly Father,
how are you?
I am doing great. How about you?
Okay, I'm good. I'm good.
All right, well, I'll go ahead and pray us in real quick. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for today. I thank you for these many blessings. I thank you for every person who has taken the time to come on here tonight and brought their wisdom and with their hearts open and their souls ready to take in some advice and some leadership so that we can lead our children into a better place, into a better community, and a better world. I ask that you continue to wrap your arms around each individual who cannot come on here tonight and for those who are struggling and are seeking your advice and your leadership. Please again, give us the ability to come on here, open our hearts, our minds, and share with one another. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. Yes, you know, in Jesus' name we pray. We pray all things that happen and that are good. We need to stay poverty. Preparation. Preparation. When you hear the word preparation, some people said, I'm looking in the chat room, and I have something terrible in my eye. I don't know what it is, but okay, we're going to keep moving. Preparation for, they said preparation H. And I said preparation H? That's a medicine. Preparation H. What do they do that at? Why was that the first thing that came to their mind? And it's funny I'm going with my topic with that, because the thing about it is preparation H is a removal of an item that is grown on a certain part of your body. And what it does is it shrinks that item down so that it's no longer there. And it's preparing it so that it doesn't come back up or it doesn't hurt as much. It's crazy that someone would say that to me. You know, preparation? You mean preparation H? And I've got a caller, I think, that wants to speak. I'm not for sure, but I can't see the number because I got something in my eye. So you guys are going to have to forgive me right now because I am speaking with one eye open and one eye squinted. I don't know what is in my eyelash or a piece of fuzz, or I don't know what the devil it is, but it needs to come out of my eye. So preparation H, that's so funny because when you're preparing things, you're making it in order. In order and in decency, in a decent way, I guess I should say, in a decent way. But the promptness, what does promptness mean? Promptness to be on time. I'm always on time on my radio. I am never late. And we should never say never, that's what they said. But I'm not late. I'm there. Now, just because the radio station might have some infractions, I'm there. Because I'm always there 15 minutes early. If you're always 15 minutes early, you're never late. You're never late. So we got preparation, we got promptness, and we got peace. Peace be still. We got the three P's. And I don't know if you guys remember what last week's three were. I'm sure someone does know what they were, you know, like positive, patient, and perceive. Yes, that was them. That was them. That was them. In the month of February, remember I said we're going to talk about all P's, because before that we had pride. We started off February 7th with pride and power and presence. Wow. And then now we have preparation, promptness, and peace. And we go out with peace because we want everyone to be at peace. When you leave this radio station, I want you to be at peace in your heart and in your soul so that you would want to pass this on to someone. Say, hey, I've been listening to a most empowering radio station. Comes on at 9 o'clock on Wednesday nights and Thursdays with Thoughtful Thursday with a super friend and Motivational Monday. But Wednesday night is the wisdom night. When we get that wisdom and that peace, that inner peace that a lot of us have lost, a lot of us don't know how to find or where to find it at. And I'm just irritated because of my glasses. I can't see anything. Oh, welcome. I had to put my glasses on so I could see what number that was. Welcome. Welcome to the line. We want to thank everyone for calling in. I'll tell you, preparation, when preparing for things, it's like a cake. What do? You take out all the ingredients. You say, I got this, I got that, I got this, I got the vanilla, I got the baking powder, I've got the butter, I've got the eggs, I've got the flour. What am I missing? Oh, I need a blender, or I can use my hand. Whichever one is easier or convenient. So there's we're prepared, and we're going to go follow the directions of adding the water. Oh, we forgot water. We forgot milk. Whichever one you use, whichever one you choose. But you're preparing. You're getting ready, and this is what you need to do with everything in life. Prepare yourself for the unexpected. Prepare yourself for things you never know that might happen. You never know. You don't never know who is going to walk into your life and give you a blessing, give you assurance, give you peace. And it's at that time when it's promptness, because it's at that time. It's not a minute later, and it's not a minute sooner. It's that promptness. And that's my promptness. That's my view of promptness. Might not be your view of promptness, but that's my view of promptness. Because like I said, I'm here 15 minutes early to my show. I'm 15 minutes early to doing taxes. I'm 15 minutes early when I'm teaching STEM. I'm always 15 minutes early. I don't have to be there until a certain time, but I like to be early. I like to be prompt. Better late than never. No, it's not better late than never with me, because I don't like to be late. Because when you're late, you miss out on something. Because remember, I just told you, when you're prepared for any and everything that's besides your walking, your memory, your lane, your space, whatever you want to call it. Because, you know, we got so many different names for so many different things. But in your space, you're prepared. And that promptness is right then and there. It's that time and place where that tide turns, because you never know. It's even when you're backed into a corner. You never know. When you come out fighting, that's the time. That was the right time right then and there. That was your promptness. You wasn't late. You was right on time. You're only late when you miss out. You're only late when you don't ask a question. You're only late when you don't speak your mind. That's when you're late. You got to let go and let God. Let him in your life. So go ahead and do your prayer. You'll have your faith and do your meditation. See, all those things going together. They coincide, the promptness, the preparation, and the peace. Because then you will have that peace. You will have that peace of mind. Because, see, you were born with potential. You were born with goodness and trust. You were born with ideals and dreams. You were born with greatness. You were born with wings. You're not meant for crawling at all. You have wings. So learn to use them and fly away. Fly away from the negativeness. So much negativeness out there. I mean negative. Everything you see is negative. I was just looking at TV the other day, and somebody was trying to bash the Black Panther. I haven't seen it yet, but you know that's next month's topic as well, Black Panther. We talked about a lot of different things on Motivational Monday. I heard I was in and out. We talked about how are always ragging on somebody? Why are you always ragging on people? If you don't have anything positive to say, don't say nothing at all. Keep your inner thoughts in your inner mind and let all that negativity build up in your head. But don't release it, because then you're shooing the world. We don't need that. We got enough foolishness. We got enough 45s around here. We don't need y'all to do that. We don't need y'all to do that. And I don't care what color, size, shape you are. I'm talking about be at peace. Be positive. Have your preparations ready to be prompt and be at peace. It's so important. It's so simple. Caller 2980. I see you pushed the button. How can I be assistance to you today? Okay.
Love to the line.
Oh, hey there. How are you?
I'm fine.
Okay. I thought you were still in a meeting.
Well, I was, and I kind of eased out the meeting and eased into this one.
All right. Well, we appreciate it. You got preparation, promptness, and peace. You're always prepared.
Yes, I am.
You're always, and you always have peace. So what do you think of those three mixtures that I composed? Along with the other six.
Well, the first thing that came to my mind was always proper planning prevents poor performance. It's just like all six of the P's that you came with fall back into the five that I love. Because, you know, the preparation, and, you know, I'm very well organized. You know, it's like you said, you come in 15 minutes ahead of time. You know, I think that's the only way, you know, to be. You know, no matter if you really know the material or you know the audience or whatever you feel like you know, you can never be prepared for what's the unexpected. See, that's where the promptness comes, to be prompt too, to actually be, I'm talking about right there at a, if you want to speak about number 45, I can speak on 45. Not that I know anything about them, but what I do know about them, I'm going to talk about what I know. If you want to talk about peace, well, see, that's a whole different element. Because you're talking about inner, you know, peace. You're talking about inner satisfaction. You're talking about just at rest. But they all combine together. And, you know, to be prepared is, you know, to actually say, hey, I could be prompt. And to have peace is to be peaceful within yourself, knowing that you was prepared. So that's how I interpret that.
Okay, I appreciate that. I appreciate you coming on and getting out of that meeting and stepping over to check us out. We appreciate you. That is Dr. Navigator, our PR, our love to the line, our closer for all the shows, and he's just a roundabout person. We're working on a couple of things. We got to get started on them. We start on them, and, you know, so many things come up in our path, and that's why we're always prepared to go to the next phase. We prepare to go, we're prompt to go, and we got peace with it. Even if all fails, we continue the journey, because once you know better, you do better. And that's something that people don't understand. You have to, no matter how hard the path is, you can always begin again. Did you know that? No matter how hard the path is, you can always begin again. And, you know, we talked about power the first part of the month. And, you know, and when I think about that, I think about 45, because he thinks he controls others that makes him powerful. But he's only mastered himself because he's still number 45. He hasn't mastered the world, and I think that's what he's trying to do. But we're not going to talk about him, because you will never possess what you are unwilling to pursue. And if you don't know what I mean, just text me and I'll tell you about it. You will never possess what you are unwilling to pursue. And I think I can't remember the guy's name who said that, but a pretty cool dude said that, and I said I'm going to make sure that I bite off of that, because that's, you know, that's what it is. And, you know, we think about preparation, you know, I can't say that I've always been on time, because I just don't remember when I was always ran late. I was always, because all my clocks are set 15 minutes ahead. So, and I think my alarm clock is set 30 minutes ahead. So I always get up 15 minutes because I don't want to hear the noise. Bah, 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 bah. So I mean, I'm always ahead, I guess. I don't know. So I've come to believe that all my past failures and frustrations were actually laying the foundation for the understandings that I have created the new level of positive thinking that I now enjoy. That's where you realize that, you know, everybody has done something that we're not great, proud of, and everybody has failed at some things. There's lots of things that we failed at, but you know, guess what? No matter how hard we fail, we have to keep trying again. That's why we have a pass. We do a redo on our pass, and then we begin to change our positive actions. We change the negative ones into positive. We become prompt, and then we have peace. That word peace, it sticks with me. It really sticks with me because, you know, the influence of women in today's world is vibrating. And it's at its highest pitch. And women are sharing their stories, speaking the truth, and acknowledging how much that they have contributed in this society. Now, remember what I said, in this history society, I said this. I didn't say white, I didn't say black, I didn't say Chinese, I didn't say any of that. Because remind you, today is the last day of February, and today is the last day that they quote-unquote call it Black History Month. Well, I just say history, because that's what it is. And this is it's your time to shine, people. It's your time to build a history. We've been here 6 years. We're not going nowhere. We six years in the good. 6 years in the good. We have to start empowering more women to empower their children. We need to get out there being foot soldiers. I want to do a walk. I want to do a walk, 2K walk, not far, just up the street, back, raising awareness how important it is for us to walk. To get that cardio, get that heart pumping. It's so important. I mean, it's super important. It's super important to engage, to network, to bring that positiveness and prepare a lot of people to be prompt and to have peace. We don't get it. We're not getting it, people. We are not getting it. And that's the thing. How are we going to get it? How are we going to understand it if we're not doing it? We got to reach out. As they say, what was it saying? AT&T said, reach out and touch someone. You have to be prepared. At nighttime when you got to go to work the next morning, do you lay your clothes out? Are your clothes on? Is your lunch already fixed? Does your car have gas in it? Or do you just jump up and just start getting dressed and, oh, you run and you stick a piece of toast in your mouth and you're running out the door and you get in the car and you ain't got no gas. Now you got to stop at a gas station and get some gas, and guess what? The pump going slow. Guess what? The credit card machine don't work. Guess what? Everything works against you because you're not prepared. Preparation. You have to get prepared for life. Getting prepared for life means prayer. Faith and meditation, meditating on that prayer and that faith that you just released. You got to do it. I'm going to open up all the lines. It is now 9:35. We're closing off in 10 minutes. What mindset have you elevated? You have to produce positive thoughts and actions. You have to motivate your thoughts into positive moves. PAPPA. Positive attitudes produces positive actions. Come on. Where are we at? Society is going to hell in a handbasket. And it's sad because we cannot get it together. Can't get it together because we're too busy gnawing at each other. Oh, I want to be like her. Oh, I want to be like her. Oh, she ain't no good. I don't know why she's doing that. Why? It doesn't matter. Be thankful that you're alive. Be thankful you woke up in the morning and you took that breath. That air came in your lungs and you breathed out and you was able to brush your teeth. Promptness. In order to be prompt, you have to be prepared. And if you're prompt and you're prepared, you're at peace because everything should go just accordingly. Because you can't plan on it. You can't plan that the traffic is always jacked up, but you know of it, and you're prepared for it. So therefore, you're going to be on time. You're going to be prompt. When you're going to get to work, you're not going to be hysterical. Oh, that traffic was a mess. Oh, I can't get it together. Oh, la, 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 la. Oh, la, la. I've heard it. Haven't been there because I've never worked for anyone. I've always worked for myself. That's been about 35, 36 years. I've always worked for myself. Never worked for anyone. And I'm at peace. And I'm prepared because I'm always on time because I'm always 15 minutes early. 15 minutes early. Try it. It's so easy to do. It's the easiest thing you could do. Preparation, peace, and preparation, promptness, and peace. Sister Stephanie or KB, what do you think? Anybody call at 1249. All the lines are open. Preparation, promptness, and peace. What do you feel about that? How does that make you feel? What do you want to change after hearing preparation, promptness, and peace about yourself or your family member? What is in store for you? Go ahead. The lines are open.
Well, I'll go ahead and speak real quick. I'll tell you, I'm definitely arrive 15 minutes early. I don't like to be late for anything. And most of the time I consider on time as being late because I don't have those few minutes to kind of wrap my brain around where I am, what I need to be doing to set my desk up the way I like it. I have a certain way I do everything. I can almost sit down in mornings and plan my day out and almost nail it to the minute. That's how well I like to prepare my day. I know what I need to do. That's probably why I stay in the job I've stayed in for 12 years, because I can walk through the door. I know exactly what needs to be done, what needs to be turned on, and how to be prepared for the first phone call that comes through those doors. So, you know, that is something that's very important to me. When that is out of whack, I'm running through the door, phone's going crazy, and I can't be ready. Well, it interferes with my peace, and when it interferes with that, then I'm not happy. If I'm not happy, then my whole day just seems to fall apart. So, you know, they do all go hand in hand. And it's crazy how just a beautiful day like yesterday that we had with the sunshine out after so many days of pouring down rain, you know, and I love rain, but it was starting to feel so gloomy and feel so down and so negative. So a beautiful sunshine day, take a walk at lunch, the attitude changed when you come back in. Your inner peace comes from trusting in God, trusting in yourself, and trusting in what you know needs to be done to do what is right, to get your day done. And, you know, everything about, you know, your inner thoughts and trusting in yourself is just very important. And it does take that preparation of knowing where to be and how to do it, or the world falls apart. You know, it affects your home, it affects your life every day. And, you know, but you do have to stop and think about it, or you can let yourself go into that negative mode. And, God, you know, when that happens, your whole day's going to fall apart. So, you know, I appreciate you bringing this out here and reminding us, you know, how to make a better day for ourselves.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And that is so true. Because it, I mean, it's just freaking true. Wait, you know, I'll tell you, the other day I was actually, and I was, you know what, I was not late, but to me, I wasn't there 15 minutes early. So I was late, you know what I'm saying? So I was calling and I was saying, you know, I'm going to be late. And they're like, well, you need to call them and tell them that you're going to be late. And I was like, yeah, I'm just like 2 minutes from there. And they're like, you're not late. Why are you saying you're late and you're not late? You're not late until you're late. And I was like, I know, but I feel like I'm late. You know, and it's crazy because that's just how my mindset has been. Because if I'm not there 15 minutes early, I'm late because I have to be prepared. I have to be prompt, and I have to be at peace when I'm dealing with children, with dealing with people unknown. It's crazy, but, you know, it works. It works. So, in closing, Dr. Navigator, if you're still on, I can't see right now, but if you're still on, you can close us out, and if KB is still on, she can pray us out, or Sister Stephanie can pray us out. It's the hands up to you.
Okay, yes, ma'am, I'm still on. No, I'm still here. Well, pretty much everything was said, and it really was self-explanatory. So to make a closing of what the most like was, you know, actually presented, I'm going to keep it real. Man, you know, you took time to teach. You know, them the four T's, them something that I teach, you know, to, you know, my mentor, as I mentor. But I thought about tranquility. So the first time I ever heard the word tranquility, man, it was, I don't know, it just did something to me. I just liked the way it sounded, you know, it was something new. And so I studied it. You know, I wanted to learn the word tranquility. And it just really meant to be calm, to be at peace. So as I thought about the three T's, I thought about peace. So I thought about Ephesians. And, it came to my attention that, you know, I therefore, a prisoner of the Lord, urge you to walk in the manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humanity and gentleness. Now, see, I think about myself because, see, my calling was where the net was brought out of me. You know, I truly believe that, and I'm going to truly, you know, follow that. That's why I refuse to, you know, to veer myself from the umbilical cord of Ms. Lane. With patience, bearing with one another in love. You know, we always stress in love. Eager to maintain the unity of the spirit in the bond of peace. There go that word, peace. There is no one body and one spirit. Just as you were called to the one's hope that belongs to your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. So, see, that's, and I said all that to say this. To be prepared is a must, especially when you're doing, you know, radio show, when you're dealing with people, you're doing passion, when you work in medical field like Ms. Stephanie, you know, you're striving like, you know, Ms. KB, you know, and everything that we do, no matter what field you work in, actually, to be prepared is a must. If not, then, you know, your supervisor, your employer is going to be like, you know, you're not too thrilled about what you're doing. But when you're prepared and you move with promptness, man, that shows that you got a diligent effort, making people realize that you are where you want to be. You are actually making your calling. And when you do this, so you can do it with a smile, and you do it with ease, you do it with tranquility, you do it with peace, a calmness. So these three P's that she brought tonight that, you know, coincide with the P before, man, it all come together as one. Proper planning prevents poor performance. It's the same thing, just with different P's. And tonight we learned something from, you know, what Ms. Lane had to offer, what Ms. Stephanie had to offer, you know, that, man, we just come together even 15 minutes ahead of time. It gives you that calmness, so when it's time for the show, when it's time for you to perform, it's time for you to demonstrate, see, you do it with promptness, you do it with calmness, you do it with peace. So I just say that we take what was offered us tonight, and we try to implement that, we try to duplicate that into our everyday life. This Monday, I got a text from Ms. Naomi, And it was like 30 minutes before the time to show, and she told me about her throat. And it just irritated me that I didn't have no problem. It just irritated me so bad because, man, I want to do the best I can do. And I want to be prepared in doing it. Yet and still, you know, the faith that we have in our Almighty, man, you know, he reached down and he touched, and the show went on, and it was beautiful. But see, that calmness, that peace, that tranquility, it must be there if you are actually exerting that preparedness and that promptness. And with that, man, I'm not going to beat y'all down because, you know, Ms. Lane already gave it to her raw and uncut. So I'm going to say love to the line.
All right, all right, all right. That's what I'm talking about. Love to the line. And I want to thank you for that. Thank you so much. And I want to say we have to have more preparation for things that we need to do in life, which is living. Living to be positive, living to be bold, living to be patient, living to be proud, living to have peace, and living to have power to continue in this treacherous society that we have. I love all of you for listening. The show ends at 9:45. Thanks so much. Stephanie, can you take us out?
Yes, ma'am. It'd be my pleasure. Dear Lord, thank you again for bringing us all together. Thank you for that peace that you give each one of us. And thank you for giving us that moment to be able to pull ourselves together, be able to demonstrate exactly what preparing, planning can do. I ask that you be with every individual as they go home tonight. I ask that you be with them as they get up in the morning and they begin another day. Please be with those who cannot be with us tonight, for you know their needs and you know why they cannot be here. Please continue to use us and guide us as we go to make this a better world. For each day, for each one of us who pray and work together, we can find a little more peace. I appreciate all the love and the guidance that you have given me, and I ask that you use me to continue to help those who cross my path. In Jesus' name I pray.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I appreciate everyone. You guys have a good night. Love you, and I'll talk to you tomorrow on Thoughtful Thursday with the Super Friend.
Right.
Sister Naomi. Good night, Sister Stephanie. Dr. Navigator and your
good
one
night,
and only Lane. Good night. We'll see you tomorrow. Good night.
Good night, everyone.
On the ocean and upon our sea, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy, me. All things ain't what they used to be. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby are alive. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man?